music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Here with Star, I are in tune. We on the frequency right now. We giving y'all a great frequency.
Yes, and we are here. Today we're talking about the inner child, as some of you may have heard already. Even more specifically. Like, because the inner child, like, you can go into a lot of different, really, perspectives on what that even is and right. Everything like that. And the different stages of the inner child as well. But what we are going to focus on.
Mm-hmm. What are we focusing on?
The abandonment of the inner child. That's what we're gonna focus on. Yes, the abandonment of and within the inner child.
I see that a lot. I do see that.
Or maybe of thus within.
Us within. Wow,
that's cool. But yeah, y'all. That's today's topic. So
we're going deeper within ourselves.
It's getting griller. Yeah. And this is only episode 5. Okay, last episode was kind of like it was a trial run. I'm gonna be real. Whatever, it's my first time doing something like that. I literally recorded it in like I was like in between sleep or on my way to sleep, I think one night. And I remember thinking about that. I always have these, like, just streams of thought just coming when I'm about to fall asleep. Right. I feel like everybody does. You know, that's just your natural reel of thought coming back. You know, you have to bring it back in at the end of your day. The closing point. So, that was happening. But at the end of that, after I'm done thinking about what I've been going through, whatever, what made me mad today, or what I ate, or whatever the fuck it may be, after I'm done thinking about all that shit...
Yeah.
There's always this extra portion that is like, I guess I kind of just be reading myself. And that's what I ended up recording. Like,
so you recorded yourself.
Yeah, because I always be trying to catch it. But it's like, I learned through giving my readings, if you know me for that, and or listen, because of that. I learned that, for one, as a person who, quote, reads, right. There is a part of you that is always getting checked in the process. Don't ever get it twisted. So it is always a mutual exchange in when it comes to that. So I know that translates as well into me putting it out there real quick, because I know a lot of us have fucking anxiety issues. And
yes,
if you just...
we like to ignore sometimes, or even put on a back burner.
Yes.
And try to, like, you know, mask it as something else. Like, it's...
Yes.
It should be, you know, you gotta face that, man.
Like, come on. Why do you think people do that?
Well, I mean, it's like they don't... Well, it's not they don't. It's just, like, they feel like they need to, you know, not show that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to show that.
Yeah.
Showing it is weakness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Showing them is like feeling vulnerable. They don't like feeling vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that that creates anxiety.
Yes.
Crazy anxiety, putting on all these faces.
Let's talk about it.
You know?
Let's talk about it, because it's so relevant.
It's very
for
relevant.
Many.
Yeah.
For many. For though. Many. Like, Oh, come on. We got to get our shit together, y'all.
Okay.
Like right now.
Time is of the essence.
Like, listen. Yo, yes, the time is always now.
Time is now.
Any time is always now. Remember that, and you check yourself real quick.
Sip to that, man.
Yeah, oh, sip yeah, whatever
drink,
you have.
Drink more water as well.
Yeah. Drink whatever. Oh, shout out to UmberCon. That's Red Fam business. If you know, you know. If you don't, then it doesn't matter anyway.
You ain't need to know.
Exactly. man, but yo. Anxiety has its own links. It's this pretty little web anxiety. That all has roots within our nervous system,
right.
That all is a part of our muscular system, thus our limbic system, which is linked to the part of your brain where your memories are stored. And where your memories are stored are stored, that's the part of your brain that is linked to your inner child.
Anxiety is actually like really battling yourself.
Yeah.
It's like pretty much what you're doing is questioning yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're like mm-hmm. you're creating all these problems. Like,
yeah.
That's you doing that. That's your mind.
And the part of it that like the key is always I wouldn't even say control at this point, because I feel like in my own personal beliefs,
it shouldn't be control.
It's not even control. Yes,
you
it's not even control.
The mind.
It's exactly. It's not about that. Yep.
Programming. Nice.
You. Exactly. And everybody talking about some all this mind fuck shit. Like.
You see what they do to computers.
Exactly. Like.
You see what's going on? They have a motherboard, which is, what. The brain.
Mm-hmm.
And they put all these little, that is based off of us, in a way.
The Matrix.
And when a computer is off, mm-hmm. when it's something's off, it creates, you know, viruses and mm-hmm. all that stuff go on. You know. It's wild, man. It's so connected.
It all goes, anxiety itself, like, it's such a, you know, it's such a thing that's prevalent when you can even just hear, like, a term. Like, you know, you just hear certain terms and you feel all the stigma and just what it even stands for itself, like, just collectively, you know what I'm saying? Anxiety is one of those things. And so it can be amplified depending on, I feel like, how sensitive or not sensitive of a person you are naturally. And emphasis on naturally.
Emphasis.
Right,
nothing forced.
Emphasis on naturally. That's a whole nother reading tea that we not gonna save for later, or maybe another episode, because man.
Maybe another. I think another episode.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sounds good to me. But how would you describe your inner child?
My inner child. What up, dog? Nah, my inner child, man. He's awesome, man. I love my inner child. My inner child is like me times 9,000.
Oh Lord.
That's like me over 9,000, son.
All the mini Gemini one, minions collectively together in one person.
And in one big huge force, like. And he shows his face, like,
mm-hmm.
you can definitely tell when the inner child is out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's completely me.
Mm-hmm.
Times 9,000.
9,000. That must be your number.
But that got. I mean, I feel like there's, when I feel in my inner child,
mm-hmm.
like I'm just ready to take on the world, like. Like it's,
mm-hmm.
it's like unlimited possibilities.
So your inner child's a superhero.
A superhero. That's my superhero inner child. Yes.
Yes. Here for it. Oh my god. Yep. Sounds about right.
So,
honestly.
I mean, I don't like to suppress it either. Like, you know, when you feel get that.
Mm-hmm. When you're like tickled, like
you feel like geeking. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all know y'all be geeking.
Childish ass. With your childish ass. Yeah.
Niggas be geeking, put on the front in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Don't even, yo. It's so easy. I feel like it's easier to attack somebody's inner child, though, honestly.
Yeah, you can see you can, yeah. People's inner child. Like,
but it's this thing that people, like, themselves sometimes can be so out of touch with most. But we're going to get to that. My inner child.
We're going to get to that.
We're definitely going to get to that. Man, some of y'all's inner children out here beating people up and shit. Like, dead ass. Like, literally.
Hold on, let's get to that.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Let me. All right. I'm doing a brief description. Oh shit. Okay, my inner child. She's a goofball. She's the goofball star. That's like, it's very easy. I feel like I'm very in touch with my own inner child because I think just who I am in nature. Like, it's just, I don't know, even my roots, myself, my interest in life or whatever, has always been about, like, things that are, you know, preserving of youthfulness and everything. So, I have a certain relationship with my inner child. We're best friends, honestly.
Yes, gotta be best friends.
And, yes, I take that little hoe everywhere I go. I'm like, look, you remember when this shit happened? Like, at such and such age, whatever. And that, honestly, I low-key just gave y'all the drop on the guided meditation surprise that I was going to do. And I just kind of ruined the surprise, but you don't know when it's going to come. So. It's kind of still a surprise. But,
mystery.
Yo, she's the bomb. She's the bomb. She's very much like who I am, not just now, honestly.
Right.
But just really just, I say, maybe a little bit more in the extreme, like, if I'm depending on how I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying? She's depending on my mood. Yeah, because I have very intense intensity levels.
That's why. Yeah, same way with me. Like,
yeah.
It does fluctuate.
Yeah.
I can be on a whole nother level with it.
Superhero
shit, and then I'll just be chill, cool, but maxing, like, it's different levels of inner child.
Yeah,
it
definitely is.
What would you say inner child is? Like, what is that feeling?
The feeling? Extreme joy. And probably lots of laughing and joking. Or just, you know, humorous.
Yeah.
I'm like the happy baby inner child. Yeah. Like, that's what I put it. Yeah. That's how I know. Usually if it can be spontaneous as fuck, or I could just be feeling like that as a general mood of the day or whatever, like. Yeah, that's how I know. I'm just like super geeked for no reason at all in life. Like, that's her.
I think it's like, yeah, how all for life is. Mm-hmm. That feeling is like an inner child.
Yeah, that's how mine.
Yeah.
So, just naturally, you know, just really enthralled with the fact that I can just do and be. And just be overjoyed at that, just like literally childish as a bitch, making jokes off of anything.
I think the problem is like the thing where it's like being youthful anyway, period. It's like you gotta find that balance.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta find that balance between, you know, when to be like in that inner child.
Mm-hmm.
And also serious as fuck.
Oh yeah, yes. Oh yes. You gotta teach your inner child how to, you know, like, think about. I'm glad you said that because it made me think. I was just thinking about this shit the other day. Oh my god, yeah. Like, you gotta get out of my head. I was talking about thinking about like fucking around as a child, like either imagining yourself or literally like just, you know, dressing up in certain shit or whatever, or like people's shit or some shit like that, and just like having that private moment of like literally like you are a whole other person and taking it and running with it. Like, you gotta teach your inner child how to have that type of a protective cover, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, you do so have way, to like protect it. Yeah. I would say
can't limit it out to everybody, just like a child.
It. Yeah, it's the difference between protecting it and like putting it to the side.
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, tea.
Yeah.
Scalding.
Then it mean for it to burn. I'm just saying.
I felt like there was a collective like, oh.
Sheesh. Yikes.
Oh, let's talk about it. Yes,
let's talk about it.
No, really. Who, buddy?
We need to put focus on that, man. Like, today.
Today.
Today, man.
Okay, like, no, really. I.
Which?
Well, for. Man, there's so much to there's so much to address in terms of that preserved innocence of life, you know what I'm saying? Like your own personal fountain of youth, because that is your inner child.
That is, like, yes, it is.
Is so many different types of attacks on it once you are, like, when you are a child and once you are an adult. You know what I'm saying? So, but it all depends on your programming, of course. And at the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the fucking day.
Or even, if you're being programmed, you just would never, never see it. You would always be under control. But that's a whole nother. It's a whole nother segment.
A whole nother segment. It all links together though, for real, for real. Because like you, I don't know. It was like the thing I was saying, like about the memories or whatever, and how this, the need to deprogram, goes into something as little and physical as muscle memory.
Yep.
Like
repetition and.
It has such an effect on how your other very important chemicals of the brain, like hormones and everything else, the things that protect your immune system and everything else, all that stuff that would lessen anxiety and keep you healthily in touch with your inner child as well.
Right.
Like, you know, a lot of people got deficiencies in those areas, whether it's on a physical, emotional, or spiritual level, or all the above. Shit. Let's be quite real, for a lot of us, and it's not even anybody's fault, for a lot of us, it's been all the above. There's not an attack on nobody's nothing.
Nobody.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, guys.
Like, you have to address everything of you, you know. And you can't know everything in one moment, but at the same time, you can if you really are just that, have that willpower to want to be in touch with yourself like that. Like, so, muscle memory. Memories.
Something that we always use every day. We always go back to memories.
Do you feel like that's like taken for granted, or maybe?
I wouldn't say taken for granted.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a better way to phrase it. Like,
I mean, it's like a thing that you know, you learn from a memory. You get things from a memory. Right? So. I want to say it's not taken for granted. People just not using it. right? You know?
Niggas just not using this shit at all. God damn. Because we're going to address y'all fucking punching ass, fighting ass, tantrum having ass, emotionally unstable ass, bullying ass, inner children. Like... Crooked. Now that's a read, yo. Crooked. Oh, crooked. It's like, yo, you know, it's only, it might be tough love, but it's all love. You know what I'm saying?
I know y'all niggas ready to fry too.
Right? Thank you. I can imagine. It's cool though. We put everything out on the table here.
Everything.
This is what Soul Script is about, okay? Just addressing and accepting the narrative that we ultimately, you know, dominate into our lives. That really what life is, period. Like, life itself is just, you know, your own signature to it. That's the Soul Script. So you have to, at some point, go as far as think about what fuck shit you was on as a child.
Right.
Like,
if there won't be a script or a story.
Yeah.
Or anything. If you couldn't.
Yeah.
Everyone has memory a story.
Can go.
Yeah.
Wait, so. Okay. What's your most fond, like, child memory?
My most fond child memory was when, you know, with the fam, of course.
Mm-hmm.
In New York.
Mm-hmm.
BX. 183rd, you know.
Yeah.
And we was on Fordham. And we were just shopping, man. We were just out, everybody. We were shopping. Getting everything we like. Everybody happy.
Ah, man, I can't relate. Yeah, I feel it.
Went home.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It was a good day, man.
Yeah.
You know, days like that, you just don't get anymore.
Like. Mm-hmm. That's probably why those used to be the best days, for real, for real. It was just some part of it, it's like, deep down, it's just like, new then. Like, this is so such a highly cherishable time. Like, it can get deep, man. That shit can see. I feel like my mom's fun. That is definitely one of them.
Ain't nothing like those times. But memories, you gotta hold on to them. Oh, right.
Memories don't like people do. You know? You try, I don't know. But seriously, though. Most fond child. Besides, yeah. Of course, family. Oh my God, family. Course. I'd probably say.
I got another memory. I just thought of.
I'm like.
As we thinking of memories and shit. Yeah. It was the time me and my brothers, man.
Oh shit. Me and my brothers. Is it story time?
No, this. Our wrestling sessions was crazy.
Yo, like, wrestling. Yes. Yo, me and my brother used to kill wrestling. Oh, my God.
I done got hurt like, from, like, you thought we was really out here doing swanton bombs and frog splashes. No, we was snapping. We was going crazy.
Yo.
Yeah, man. Good times. I still hurt thinking about them joints. Still hurt.
Yo, I used to tombstone the hell out of my brother. He used to let me. Yo, he used to let me.
Tombstone, bro. Getting tombstone and spirit. Getting spirit was grimy.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Mad grimy. Oh, my God. So much pain. So much pain. My brother had me.
That's definitely
inner
child.
He had me be a tomboy. Like, hell yeah.
Like getting beat, like fighting his inner child.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Very, like, think about it. You're using.
Oh my God.
All your might. Like, all might. That's really what it is. when you at your, like, you feel at your fullest,
mm-hmm.
putting your all into something, it's like very synchronized the inner child in a way.
Yeah, yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. Because as a child, you're thinking limitless. Your imagination is generally, as children, you know, limitless. Born limitless.
Born limitless.
Like, because forever. It's they call it plasticity. Literally, like, your brain is not molded, for real. Like, you have, you know, as long as you're a functioning, well-functioning, healthy child, when you're born, you know, you have emphasis the right folds. You know what I'm saying? Right? But as you grow, that's how we get the wrinkles in our brain. Like, that all grows that literally as we learn.
Right.
We are molding ourselves, like, that they call the lag of the, like, that process, you know, having plasticity, you know?
That's so wicked, man, how we can, how the mind is, we can really mold ourselves into our greatest self.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I don't know, see, I personally have always had a, like, low-key theory. I never even spoken about it. Oh, shit, I'm about to speak about it.
She about to speak.
Oh.
Let's hear about it.
Oh, shit. I always felt like, because of the, they say, like, what I've learned through psychology and everything in anatomy, human anatomy, is that as you get older, you know, you don't have that much of that plasticity, you know, in your brain left, you know, because you're right. maturing already and everything, or that you know, like how they say your body stops growing once you hit a certain age after puberty and stuff. I don't believe that either, honestly, because your body can grow and shrink still,
right,
when you're fucking like 50. So therefore, because of that, I feel like the plasticity thing, because what happens when you're old then, when it comes to your brain and how it is formed and shaped and everything on a real actual physical level, it doesn't just disintegrate.
No,
it's still there, so it has to lose some of that, right, just as well as it's gained its complexity. So, I don't think, my theory is, you don't really stop having those growth spurts and things after a certain age of puberty, after puberty and all that other shit, whatever. Certainly, especially as women can say that off rip, like, we have a whole dramatic change, physical change to our bodies. So, you know that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And I would even go so far as to say men do too once they become of a certain maturity, like, just on a holistic level, honestly. Like, you can't take out any parts of it. So it's like, it's a lie.
It's a lie.
It just depends on how you program yourself and how conscious you are within that. So, like, your inner child can always be healed, bro. You can always fix whatever little tantrums and everything, shit you have, shit I have on sometimes within myself. It's all good, you know? It's all good.
It's all about wanting to, though.
Exactly. Willpower.
Willpower. If you do not have the willpower to do what you say or anything that you've been, like, running from, it just won't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't happen.
Absolutely.
So, I know, I would like to see more people, you know, show their inner child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be more in tune with it out in the open,
mm-hmm.
out in, you know, the universe. Not just, you know, private. I feel like more can be, you know, more everything could come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, networking or just ideas, everyone bouncing ideas while they're, you know, at feeling yeah. at their best. Like, I mean, and a child is your best exactly. version of yourself.
Come on with it.
Like, if we want to be serious.
Come on with it. Yes. Like, seriously, the amount of just circulating creativity that comes from that, you know, just...
Yeah, we're going to talk about the other energy.
What?
In a whole nother episode.
What other energy?
The sexual. Oh. Because that's, like, very... That's, like, that complete polar opposite.
But they hold hands.
But they hold hands. Little inner bitch. Child.
Sorry.
Definitely.
Yes, we're definitely going to go there. Man. So, okay. It's guided meditation time.
It's guided meditation time.
So pause and pausing. Peace and welcome to the guided meditation segment of today's episode. I know I've been saying for a while that I was going to do a basically a subscription list for those who want to hear individual meditations, you know, targeting specific things that we can be proactive on within our energy fields, which is many things, everything. So to consider this the introduction to said meditations. I hope you enjoy. Please, if you are driving or your attention is needed in any sort of way as a preoccupation at this time, do not participate in this guided meditation. Your full awareness is required. Your attention and patience is required. So I would save yourself and be safe by not participating at this time if you qualify for driving, working, even unless you know you got it like that. So, we're going to go ahead and ease into this. Please make sure you are in a comfortable spot. Make sure you are somewhere you can be still without any issue. Be comfortable. Get cozy. So we can take this trip inside. Get very comfortable. We're going to start with our breath because our breath is what connects us to each moment. Second to second, inhale to exhale, micro to macro, within and without. Inhale, nice and deep. Make it cleansing. Exhale, just as evenly. In the next inhale, I want you to go within yourself and see the darkness that resides behind your eyelids. On the exhale, I want you to recognize what that internal feeling is like on an awareness level versus when you are seeing outside of yourself. On the next deep inhale in, pay attention to your muscles, your skin. And notice them. Notice that you are a breathing mechanism within this universe, within this world. Acknowledge the blood rushing through your veins. Acknowledge the particles that rest on the top layer of your skin. And go deeper below them. Zoom in closer below them. And acknowledge the veins coursing through every muscle, tendon, ligament. Inhale deep and bring your focused awareness to your core. We're going to start here because your core is where your gut is contained. And your gut, they say, is one of our true first mind, where a lot of our nerves reside. Remember the anxiety? Let's start there. And just imagine that there is a very healthy, gradual growing orb of golden light in your solar plexus chakra at your tummy. And it is expanding gradually as it expands. It diffuses all the nerves and anxiety that you've been holding within going into this meditation. And feel those nerves become calm. Allow the light to be self-sustaining. Allow that golden hue to sustain you and keep you connected through your first mind. As we move up to the heart, we're going to not go through it, but we are going to get very close to it. See the openings of your main veins. Feel your heartbeat as you envision yourself within the flow of cells, helping it give your body oxygen as you stay connected to those breaths at each turn of your attention. Take a deep breath in at the heart. Notice any weight it might carry. Take a piece of that weight as a note, as a hall pass to move up through the chest, exhaling, deeply exhaling. On your ascent up, we acknowledge our vocal cords. We acknowledge our mouth, and we speak from a place of honesty. We speak from clarity. We speak from pure intention. Just as well as we listen, moving up, listening enough to be able to see with our third eyes. And here is where it's time to present your whole path from your heart. The golden energy from your solar plexus should be crescendoing as your third eye, like an elevator
as you breathe in. Quick breath into the third eye. Inhale, exhale. Quick inhale, exhale. One more time. Quick inhale, exhale. Through the third eye, we'll be seeing many different colors. Almost in tunnel form as we walk down this hallway. Through the third eye, there is a corridor going straight through the middle of the brain, separating the left and the right hemispheres. We're going to walk down gently, carefully, conscientiously. You want to be very delicate with your presence here, making sure the only traces you leave are healing touches within the membranes of your brain. And as we get deeper into this hallway, leading us through the middle, notice and acknowledge the opposing hemispheres of your brain and how they are codependent and coexistent of each other, not separate. And from here, on either side of you, there is a small stream, a small portal that allows you to transport a deep breath in to the amygdala centers of the brain where our memories are stored. We're going to meet our inner child there. So you might want to take another deep breath. Meeting our inner child and reconciling with this part of ourselves is no small work. No small work. However, the work is necessary. So, exhaling, we're going to jump through this portal, going to the amygdala centers. The reason why we had to acknowledge both hemispheres is because they are not polar. They exist on both sides. Thus our subconscious connected through our memories from our inner child is all-encompassing as we acknowledge the wholeness of our being. Now, as you journey through the portal, feel your memories. Allow them to come and pass as you stay connected through your breaths. We're taking even breaths as we travel to the amygdalas, as we finally come to an opening. This is our room. This is where your inner child lives. Open the door with your conscious awareness and walk through with ease, with comfort, like the big sibling you always wanted. Greet your inner child. The inner child is waiting in a room dear to you. This one's full of books, representing the body cells where our memories have been stored. Some are thicker, bigger, have more weight, maybe, or so it feels. We're gonna find out. Approach your inner child, slowly, gently. And declare your acknowledgement of it at this level, at this time. Acknowledge that it is a part of you firsthand. And acknowledge that you are taking the breath to give it this attention at this time. And feel the embracing that comes along with that. I want you to now get at an eye level with your inner child. Say, "I love you." And pause for cellular responses that may come up. At each gesture, we're going to pause. And I didn't mention this, but it'd be cool if you had a journal or something to record what might come up, or however you need to take note of what happens in this meditation. I would encourage that once we are finished. Look to your inner child, face to face. Now, communicate, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me for the memories accumulated as trauma and suffering. I'm sorry, and I love you." Pause for cellular response. And remember, after each gesture, with these pauses, to breathe into the release. I want you now, as you're face to face with your inner child, and you should be connecting genuinely with the power of the chakras we've already gone through, as our travel pack. Pat your inner child's head with loving strokes. Affirm, "I love you. Please forgive me." As you gently stroke the hair or head of your inner child, make eye contact. Mean it. And breathe. Ask for one hand of the child and hold it gently, stroking and caressing it as a parent would. Repeat your affirmations. "I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me for the memories accumulated as trauma and suffering and pain up to now." We're going to focus on our self-image as we say this and hold the hand of our inner child. "Please allow me to hold your hand, as I am sorry for not protecting you. I am sorry for not hearing you. Forgive me for not tending to what memories are there. It is okay now to let go." And do this again. Take the other hand of the child and say as you focus on your relationships had presently and up to now in your life. Say, please allow me to hold your hand. I am sorry for not protecting you. I am sorry for not hearing you. Forgive me for not tending to what memories are there. It is okay now to let go. Breathe into your muscles as you say these incantations. Allow them to relax with you and let go. We're going to repeat this again, holding both hands of your inner child. Look it deeply in the eye and say, as you think about your finances and your career, please allow me to hold your hands. I am sorry for not protecting you. I am sorry for not hearing you. Forgive me for not tending to what memories are there. It is okay now to let go. Take a deep breath with your inner child and ask, please let me hold you and pour love back into you. As you place your hands on the shoulders of your inner child, hold their shoulders with reassurance, with certainty, with confidence, with unconditional love. Say, I love you. Please forgive me for all the memories accumulated as trauma and suffering. Allow me to help you send all the pain back to our divinity. May the emptiness required inspire a mending between us. I want you to hear, notice any memories that have been coming up throughout this meditation. I want you not to dwell on them, but to touch the crown and the head of your inner child softly as you offer any buildup within those cells of memory. You offer them back to the source of your life force. See all the books around you now become resemblance of the golden light and healing energy generated from our solar plexus, disseminating all the pain and suffering attached to these memories and these cells. As you offer these narratives, these emotions, these pains, these entrapments back to your divinity, and say thank you. Thank you for teaching me. As you and your inner child offer this information, be receptive. Now ask your inner child for a hug as you breathe in deeply with it, and allow them to respond. Allow your inner child the freedom to respond to this request, however your inner child responds to such a request. But do embrace your inner child. Thank you. gently. You don't want to scare this part of your psyche at all. Affirm, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And stay in the embrace for as long as you feel comfortable. Feel that embrace unfolding into a space of mending and healing and reconciliation with your inner child. Stay a little bit with it if you like. Give it a chance to express its genuine response to the conversation that it just had with you, I'm sure, and might not have been expecting it, but very much so waiting for a while. Affirm, I love you. Please forgive me for my absence and the absence of anyone who has been taken into our memory. Please, at this time, I want you to now bring your awareness in almost a reverse motion of the route that we took to get to the amygdalas. And we're going to breathe. We're going to do a cycle of 7 breaths. So that's 7 inhales, 7 exhales for 7 seconds. Starting now, because what happens when you do this is you are really traveling through your body. You are getting in touch with these parts of you that have been understimulated or suppressed. So we breathe in, hold for 3, exhale for 7. Okay, that'll be the cycles that we do 7 times. Okay, inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale after you hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Inhale deep. 1, 2, and you can count to yourself. If you can't make it to 7, do your best. Each cycle, do your best to make it to 7. 7 is earthly perfection, spiritual completion. 7 is closure. 7 is stream of consciousness. 7 is analyzing information. 7 is the most guarded chakras of the human body. 7 is enlightenment. 7 is balance. So 7 cycles. Make sure you are keeping up with your breaths. And as you take these breaths, bring your awareness from deep within the centers of your body, slowly and gradually back. To your solar plexus. Bring your receipt by the heart if you like. You know, show the proof that you went to where you went. Allow it to process the information and truly transcribe your own wisdom from the meditation held. As you travel back to your solar plexus for empowerment in this decision, in this merging of your inner child's wounds and reconciling with it, whether you have or haven't been in touch thus far, you should expect for things relating to your inner child, your most fondest feelings, and even your most trying to surface. And I ask that you allow yourself to be fully present with your natural responses to those memories and those things, this information that comes up for you. Be patient with yourself, as a parent would need to be with a child. It's time now to take accountability for parenting ourselves as a means to take the reins once again of our soul script, so that we can accept that we write the script, that our soul simply scribes for the information to allow us to grow and grow and grow in love and love and love. And be well, be one, be great. Peace.